Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of ADHD is my superpower. We are joined again with my son Giovanni, who is the superhero, and myself Lion. And our guest today, we have Monica Schwimmen. I hope I pronounced it right. She'll do it again in just a second. But we sincerely thank you all for coming today. And that one of the main focuses on this project that we're working towards, ladies and gentlemen, is bringing education, inspiration, and bringing a normalcy to ADHD and other divergent neurological issues that some people may be having. And I don't even like using the word issues. I'm so, like, right there, I'm so, like, accustomed to it. I'm looking for a different way. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and welcome our guest and bring her up on screen. Hello, Monica. How are you doing? How are you doing today?
Hi, how are you?
Okay, let me give you a little applause to bring you in. Let me give you a little applause. Here we go. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Monica. Yeah. All right. So there we go. So, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit and tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and kind of what you do.
Well, my name's Monica Schwimmen, and I teach elementary art for my day job, and I'm also a creative coach for my other job, because we know teachers make so much money that we don't need two jobs. But my passion is helping people create. I think we're all creative beings, and I think when we're not creating, sometimes it can look like anxiety and different things in our body. So I really have a passion for helping people create. I also think it teaches people how to be themselves, right? And I think that's super important.
Yeah, and we appreciate that, because there's times when my wife and I will be sitting down and we're talking about things, and then we try to incorporate little things for our son that helps him out. But one of the things I always think about back to is when I was a kid, we had those things of shop and we have arts and crafts, but it seems like those things are taken away from kids now, and they don't have that ability to express themselves instead of being structured to only do it the way that, you know, we're kind of telling him it should be done. Giovanni has a couple of questions, but one thing I was talking to was, we were talking on the last episode to some people who were kind of familiar with ADHD. And one thing that one of the doctors said was that being able to go outside and smell the grass and play in the rocks and figure things out is actually a positive thing for young kids, and then especially kids with ADHD, because it allows them to just think for themselves. You know, what are some thoughts you have, or some techniques or things you use for your kids individually, maybe in your school or in your arts and crafts? What are some things that you like to employ?
Well, you know, I don't give a specific assignment for what people have to do in my class. I show them how to use materials. I give them guidelines, and then I really let them go their own way with it. And I always tell them that if they're going to go outside the guidelines, that they just have to talk to me about it. And so I think by allowing that, I'm allowing them to really let themselves shine and to start thinking for themselves, you know, because creating can be scary, and it shouldn't be. And there's no right or wrong way to do it. So I think that's super helpful as well. It employs all the senses, you know, so.
So great. I love that with the expression. That's one of the most important things. And it is absolutely one of the reasons why, you know, my wife and I, we struggled for a while in reference and talking to doing a podcast like this, because it was almost like we're bringing light towards it. But then we thought about it and said, we want him to be creative. We want him to just learn and say, hey, like you said, there's no right or wrong way to do it. We just have fun and enjoy. And as long as you're not harming anyone, then, you know, learn from it. And I think that's a very important thing. And so Giovanni has a question for you. And actually, ladies and gentlemen who are listening to this, especially if you're listening for the first time, we always ask him to write three questions that he may want to ask our guest. And he does it himself. And then we'll kind of structure and help him. But it allows him, like you were saying, to be creative and think of his own kind of assessment of what he wants to ask. So let's talk with a loud voice into the mic and ask your question away.
What?
Loud, loud, a little louder. Come from the diaphragm.
What are your students like?
What are your students like in your classes?
Wow. You name it, I got it. I see, well, I go to 3 different schools. So I stay at one school for 6 weeks, and I move to another school, and then I move to another school. And I see 2, 4, 6, 8 classes, sometimes 9 at each school. So I got it all. My students, they're just individuals, and they each have their own personality. I mean, that's my favorite part, is getting to know them for who they are. And honestly, it's one of their favorite parts about me, is that I get the time as an art teacher to get to know them for who they are, instead of having to shove curriculum down their throats, which a lot of teachers have to do.
Yeah, I understand that. And especially, you know, with you being in different grade levels, because we were talking before, and for the listeners, Ms. Swimming teaches 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade, I think you said it was.
And six.
Woo, man. Okay. So look, don't get me started on a whole nother soapbox. Okay. Because I totally agree in reference to something you spoke of earlier about how teachers are, you know, underpaid and so many things, and you guys have to do your own, use your own money for, but that's a whole nother subject. I could do a whole nother podcast on that. So, but I believe, and I'm like, you guys are the beginning point to getting the doctors, starting them on a path for scientists, starting. So it's like, anyways, all right, so let's get back into this. Now, with most of your kids, I'm assuming, like you said, there's so many different personalities, almost like a hodgepodge of young kids. Now, I know some ways in, you know, I want you to still kind of be a little careful with it, but you can't speak directly, but do you feel that you do see some of the, not necessarily symptoms, but some of the things that could be a precursor for ADHD? Or is it more or less, as some parents may just say, oh, they're just hyper, or they're just full of sugar? Is there a point where you kind of say, I think I noticed something that's a little different in them?
Yeah, there definitely is. I mean, it's a hard line, you know. Sometimes, is it that kids have to sit too long in school and that their energy is just shooting out of them in different ways? Because I'm also an energy person, an energy healer. And so sometimes I'm like, is it the school system? Like, are we failing the children sometimes? Or there's that fine line of, you know, the ADHD. And there is a difference. I actually think that my youngest daughter could potentially be in that direction. And a lot of it is, it's different. It's like, from what I notice, it's their minds just jumping from subject to subject to subject to subject. And I honestly was never diagnosed, but I definitely have had to learn how to focus in my own way and learn how to complete tasks in my own way. And so I think that's another thing I notice a lot too, is the completion of tasks.
Yeah.
Can be hard.
I really see that. And I'm so glad that you said that, because I am one who thinks that I've never been diagnosed, but I do think I have some form of ADHD or something along the lines of that. Because in our research, when my wife and I first started learning about it, so I would say that one of the parents, one has it. And so I usually jokingly tell my wife, she's the one, of course. But no, it's usually, and I'm just like you, right? I'm like, I had to learn to refocus. And one of the things that's one of the main things that we work with him on is that his focus. And we're in groups that support groups for parents with ADHD. And we hear stories about kids taking their seatbelts off and flipping upside down in the car or something while parents are driving. And we're not at that level. So we're like, whew, thank you.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to his next question in just a second. But one of the things that I really wanted to say is, we had not even a conference. There was about 2 weeks ago, it was a national shortage of his medication. And it took us a long time, my wife and I, to talk about getting him to medication. We were just like, hey, let's research, let's study first, because we didn't want the stories we sometimes hear of, like, maybe, you know, he gets zombie like or something. We still wanted him to be healthy. So we finally did it. And it was for us. Again, I say this with no inclination that we're not medical here. I'm not giving any advice for anyone who's out there listening. Do your own research, not telling you to or not to, right? But for us, it worked. And there was a shortage about a week ago or 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He went a week without his medicine. Oh, let me tell you, Miss Women. His teacher, his third grade teacher, she didn't call a conference. She didn't call us from the school and say, can you come up here? She walked out after I was picking him up from school, came to the car and said, can I talk to you? I was like, uh-oh. And I kind of knew what it was because he was off his meds for a while. She was like, he's rolling on the floor. He's emotional. And so it was a whole new world. And for all of the parents out there listening, we just really want to say you've got support. It's out there. Find a group. And so another question I want to ask, because his question I just went into, so we're going to skip to his last question. So go ahead and ask your third question right there, because we kind of answered the second question. So just come up to the mic and speak really loud, okay?
What do you like about ADHD?
Into the mic. I guess, so he said, what do you like about it? But I guess, you know, what do you, I guess I can put it in a different way. What do you think about your job that gives you the positive information to help kids who you think may have ADHD? Maybe do you kind of structure some work a little differently for them?
I do. And, you know, honestly, what I like about ADHD, to answer the direct question, is I love the big energy. I love the way that, you know, people with ADHD allow their brains to think differently. I think we live in a society where we're taught that one way to think is the right way. And I don't know if that's intentional or not, but it definitely seems to come across that way. So I do love the big energy. I think ADHD is just really big energy. And I think once we learn how to live with it, we get to really hold that space for other people with big energy. And as far as kids in my class, I let kids stand or sit on the floor. I'm not really particular on where they do their art. I can notice the kids that need to walk and get a pencil at a time. Like, they go get a colored pencil and then they go back and they color with that color and then they'll walk and get another color instead of giving four at a time. And I allow that. My room is pretty free flowing. And as far as the content, I just let people create. I don't really tell people it's wrong. I just guide them in their own creative energy. And so if they're not wanting to or able to do my assignment at hand, I try to talk to them about what they like, you know, video games, dinosaurs, whatever it might be, and structure my assignment around what they like so they can still do it, but they're wanting to do it. Because a lot of what I've learned with my own undiagnosed ADHD is that if I find joy in it, if I love it, that's when that I can focus all day long. And so if I can hit that in kids, then that focus part doesn't become an issue. And actually, I think it's very calming and grounding and settling for my students with ADHD if they can get in that zone and just be for even 30 minutes.
This is so enlightening. And for all of the listeners out there, I really hope you take just a moment to kind of hear what is being spoken about, because I can only imagine, especially, you know, parents who have children who have not been diagnosed. And, you know, especially coming from like myself, when I was growing up, it was never spoken of about you may have something. We were just bad kids who just was too hyper. We needed to go sit down. And I love the movement or the understanding for people to speak about it now. It's almost in a healthy way. And that's one reason why we started this with Giovanni in this format, is because my wife and I, we have our own podcast. And he would ask us, I want to do a podcast. Now, normally we just brush it off because he asks for 15 different things and he'll start it and he'll stop. We're like, we're not going to go through all of that. And then he just stops. So I brought him onto my podcast and we spoke, and then he kept asking. So we're like, wow, he actually likes this. So that's one of the reasons why we wanted to get into this. And so I'm going to ask you in a second to think of a question you may want to ask him as well. But what I wanted to ask him first is, can you tell the listeners out there, Giovanni, how do you feel in your mind and your body when you take your medicine versus when you don't take your medicine? Can you tell everyone how you feel, what's going on in your world, what's happening?
I feel like my brain is collapsed into my, my brain doesn't focus that much. And it really kind of doesn't help kids with diabetes.
Okay, we just went to a whole new subject. It just doesn't help kids with diabetes. Okay, I love that. So, all right, so come back though. I want you to keep thinking, right? So what are some tips that, let's say if you could talk to teachers out there, kind of like Ms. Schwimmen here, what is something you can maybe express and say, what do you think would help you in class? If, you know, maybe if you could say to your teacher, Ms. Green, hey, Ms. Green, I need, or I could use this, maybe a different type of seat, you know, or even if you can think of anything that could help, what do you think could help if you were to ask your teacher something?
I think if she got any Mountain Dew, like I can drink
10 ounces of Mountain Dew. That, okay. So you think that might help you? Okay. So I'm not in his head. That might just help. We never know, right?
Well, coffee helps me.
See?
Coffee doesn't, you know? I mean,
yeah right? And that might be a good thing. And I actually heard that in one of the groups that we were in. She, a parent was speaking, and she said she ended up telling a teacher, if that happens, give him, I think it was 8 ounces or maybe a side, but she said, just give him a little small thing of Mountain Dew. And the teacher spoke and said that actually helped. So I guess that could. It could be a reverse effect, as most sodas or something give you more energy. For someone like that, that could. Wow, we might even try that. So, okay. Mm-hmm. What about yourself? What do you, any questions for Giovanni that you could think of for, you know, a young 8-year-old as brilliant as he is?
Do you like doing art?
Uh-huh.
Do you get to do art in school?
Yeah, one of my friends is an absolute good artist.
What do you like doing about art? I love this. I apologize. 1 second. So, ladies and gentlemen, you guys who are listening, y'all couldn't see it. So, we do this video and audio. And for anyone who's going to watch this on the video, when you asked that question just now, his face lit up. And it was like a switch just flipped in his eyes and smile came so much. So, oh my goodness, I love that. Okay, so let's speak about art. What do you love about art? What do you like to do?
It's kind of like expressing, like telling your emotions. And because sometimes when you get angry, you just like kind of like want to draw like in your notebook. So like in your privacy. But if you like, it kind of helps you focus more.
Okay. I love that. That was a great question. Yeah. I love that. That triggered something.
That could
something.
Be a tool.
Yes, mm-hmm. I love it. And maybe, who knows, you could be an artist when you get older and maybe have something in a museum or something like that. Huh? That would be really cool, right?
Right. Well, and that could be a tool too. I mean, I love that he mentioned emotions, because art comes from our heart and our soul. And I wonder if there's a lot of big emotions that come with ADHD. And to be able to sit there and express them in a notebook instead of having them go like this.
Yes. And that is a good point there. And I think that's something that we might even try, because we attempt a lot of different things to try to funnel the focus down. And art, I think we may go grab some coloring books or something that, like you said, he can express it. And a lot of times, like, I think that could be a great thing, because, you know, sometimes kids don't want to speak, or they don't know how to speak an expression like that. And so drawing, or, you know, maybe putting a puzzle or taping something together could be a good form of it. I absolutely love that. So is there anything that you think we didn't touch on that you would like to kind of to bring up, because we're getting ready to wrap it up. And anything you want the listeners to know, parents or other people out there, you want them to know about yourself, about your work, what do you think you want to finish up with?
I think I touched on a lot of it. I mean, like I said, I'm an art teacher, energy healer, creative coach. My passion is helping people step authentically into themselves. And so I love this podcast so much because, ADHD and all the other different ways out there of thinking, is that's how I view it. It's stepping into your authentic self when you learn how to approach the world from your own brain and your own soul. And I wish that there was a way to figure out in schools a little more how to allow children to stand in their own energy. I think we're working towards that, and I'm not downing schools by any means, because it's really hard when you have 30 to 40 kids in a classroom. But I really want, if you or your child has ADHD, I really want them to know it really can be a gift. And it can be a gift for holding space for people with that big of energy, and a gift for expressing yourself in such amazing, cool ways. And art. I mean, think about the art you get to create if you let your energy onto a canvas. It just makes me excited.
Yeah, I love those words there. Thank you so much, because art invokes so much passion, energy, and feeling in us. And we don't see it all the time because we take it for granted. We get to go to those museums, and when things were locked down and stuff, we miss those little things. Art is so many different forms. It's movies, it's plays, it's drawings, pictures. And I absolutely love that. And I agree with you wholeheartedly that the school system, and it's tough, and there's no one solution for everything, right? But teachers have all these kids, and they have so many different things, and sometimes they can't spend that extra time with that. So, but I also think that if the parents and the teachers work together, right? And for all of the listeners and parents out there who children have ADHD or some other neurodivergent things, take some time and learn, study, because it's not just the kid. They don't know how to express themselves. We tell him often, hey, you can tell us your emotions. Just take a deep breath and talk to us. If you're mad, you can be mad. You have that right to be mad. Just learn to work through it and control it. And I think sometimes we as people in general, but parents as well, we try to silence our children from expressing themselves. We just tell them, do it with manners, express it with manners. But we really thank you for taking time and coming to speak with us and being a guest here and, spreading the word and trying to make this kind of a non-taboo subject to speak about and talk about. Mental health is very important to us, and we sincerely appreciate you for coming on. And we're going to close it up, and we just want to thank you so very much. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for taking a moment to jump on here and listen as usual with the ADHD is my superpower podcast with Say Your Powers.
ADHD is my superpower.
Say it loud and proud.
Say ADHD is my superpower.
Yes. So make sure you like, subscribe, follow, give us a rating. With those ratings, it helps us to go further and spread the word for everyone else out there. Thank you all for tuning in, and we can't wait to bring you what's coming on the next episode. You all have a good day.